Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for our lesson called Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. Well, I have some friends who have been to these places, and they say that it is gorgeous there, that I must visit. And of course, our author Ruth Devlin has also been to visit beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. These are outdoor places in nature, and of course, you can have adventures in these kinds of places. There are many things to see. Carolyn, do you enjoy outdoor adventures?
I do enjoy going on outdoor adventures. I like hiking and exploring different areas and going to parks. And I went on a small adventure trying to find the perfect picnic spot. And it was a lot of fun. And we found a beautiful, shady area to have lunch.
Well, I noticed you have some flowers as well. Is that from when you went on a picnic?
Well, no. The picnic was a while ago. But these flowers are quite lovely.
Yes. Well, I also enjoy outdoor adventures. I love rock climbing. And so if there are places with large rocks, I love to climb on those rocks and see how high I can get. Of course, it can be exciting. Well, we're going to be learning about beautiful Banff and Lake Louise and some of the different things you can experience there. Let's get started.
Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. Enjoy some of the finest nature has to offer in Banff National Park. What can be more beautiful than brilliant blue water or snowy mountains? If that's your idea of beauty, put Banff, Alberta at the top of your travel list. Banff and beautiful Lake Louise lie in the majestic Canadian Rockies in Banff National Park. The park, Canada's oldest, offers 6,641 square kilometers of wild land to explore. Within the park, you'll find not only mountains, but meadows, lakes, hot springs, waterfalls, and wild animals.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Nestled in the Rocky Mountains of Canada is one of the country's most amazing views, the town of Banff and Lake Louise. In today's article, we'll learn more about these two beautiful treasures of Canada. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Brilliant. Brilliant is an adjective. Look at all the brilliant colors on those birds. Meadow. Meadow is a noun. In spring, you can see many flowers in this meadow. Canoe. Canoe is a noun. The boys went down the river in a canoe. Delightful. Delightful is an adjective. You'll really enjoy the delightful Children's Museum. Your more information words are majestic. Majestic is an adjective. Layout. Layout is a phrasal verb. Let's learn more in the article.
With so many things to see, this sounds like a really wonderful place to visit. A little something for everyone. Well, let's go back to the beginning here. We see a little section, enjoy some of the finest nature has to offer in Banff National Park. And there's a really great phrase right there, some of the finest. Let's take a look at that. It means that it's some of the best, among the best.
That's right. Of course, nature has a lot to offer anywhere in the world. But nature also has some really fine things to offer at Lake Banff, or at Banff and Lake Louise. And of course, you can enjoy some of the finest there. You can use that phrase in other ways to talk about other things. Enjoy some of the finest food or some of the finest steak at this restaurant.
That's right. You also might say, this city has some of the finest art. Maybe you can go to Europe and travel around and they will have many fine things to see because so much history has taken place there.
That's right. So, enjoy some of the finest that nature has to offer in Banff National Park. And it's true, many people love to go to this national park. There are more than 4 million visitors that go every year. So it's a very popular place.
It is a very popular place. Now, let us get started with our article. What can be more beautiful than brilliant blue water or snowy mountains? And, oh, that is a great question. What could be more beautiful than brilliant blue water? Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. If something is brilliant, it is bright and clear and beautiful. A lot of times I think of people having brilliant colored eyes, brilliant green or brilliant blue eyes.
Well, Carolyn, speaking of this word brilliant, I think that you're wearing a very brilliant shirt today. It's not a dark shirt that Carolyn is wearing. This orange is very nice on you. It's a brilliant color.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Gabe. Yes, it is a very brilliantly colored shirt. It is brilliant. Well, this water here is brilliant. So it is blue, it is clear, and it is just beautiful, not cloudy or dark. Now, this is a question, and I think that Steve and Ken have something they'd like to tell us about that in the information cloud.
In ancient times, rhetoric was an art form to be studied and practiced. It was communicating for the purpose of persuading others to identify with your interests.
Now, today our author asks the question not because she's looking for an answer. She asks it, rather, to persuade us to identify with her interests. This kind of question is called a rhetorical question.
As figures of speech, rhetorical questions are asked to make a point, create emphasis, and subtly challenge an audience's assumptions while arousing their curiosity.
And when you make an audience curious, you're more likely to hold their interest and, hopefully, persuade them to see things as you do.
So how can you know whether a question is rhetorical or not? Years ago, it was pretty easy. People used a rhetorical punctuation mark, which looked like a backwards question mark. Unfortunately, people stopped using those in the 17th century.
Today, the simplest way to know is if the author or speaker gives you a real opportunity to respond to the question. If not, the question is probably rhetorical.
So everybody, what are you waiting for? Go out and ask someone a rhetorical question.
丁德克文一开始就问了一个问题, what can be more beautiful than brilliant blue water or snowy mountains? 还有什么景色比蓝色的湖水和白雪皑皑的山峦更美丽? 这是一个所谓的 rhetorical question, 修辞疑问句，也就是一个不需要回答的问题。作者并不期盼我们回答他，他只是想借用一个 rhetorical question 来表达这里的景色有多美丽。那要如何确认一个问题是不是一个 rhetorical question？ 如果问问题的人没有给我们任何回答问题的机会，那他的问题很可能就是一个 rhetorical question。 像刚才Steve在结束时问了一个问题， What are you waiting for? 你们还在等什么呢? 这种不需要回答的问题就是一个 rhetorical question. 这就是今天的Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, who better to tell us about rhetorical questions than Steve and Ken? Let's continue with our article. If that's your idea of beauty, put Banff, Alberta, at the top of your list. So if your idea of beauty is this brilliant blue lake, then put Banff in Alberta, Canada, at the top of your travel list.
And that is a great idea. And we see an interesting phrase at the beginning of this sentence that Liz wants to tell us about in the grammar gym. morning, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, the writer mentions, if that's your idea of beauty, put Banff, Alberta at the top of your travel list. That's our grammar tip sentence. And today, we're looking at the phrase, one's idea of something. It just means one's view or opinion of what something is all about. So, today's sentence just means, if that is your opinion of what natural beauty is all about, then put Banff, Alberta at the top of your travel list. This phrase, one's idea of something, is often used to talk about personal opinions. For example, being out on a beach in the sun was Stanley's idea of fun. Unfortunately, it rained the whole time while he was there. Or, going to a baseball game is not Lola's idea of a perfect weekend. She prefers staying indoors. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tips section for more examples. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. So, of course, you must put Banff at the top of your travel list. And I have heard it is a beautiful place. I do want to travel there one day. Well, we continue with our lesson. Banff and beautiful Lake Louise lie in the majestic Canadian Rockies in Banff National Park. All right, so we see that this place can be described as majestic. We're talking about the Canadian Rockies and the Rocky Mountains. You can also call them the Rockies. That's a long chain or range of mountains that goes from Canada all the way down through the United States. So here we're talking about the Canadian part of these mountains, the Canadian Rockies.
That's right, because this national park is in Canada. And we continue on. The park, Canada's oldest, offers 6,641 square kilometers of wild land to explore. That is quite a big park.
That sounds great. It sounds like a great outdoor adventure. Lots of things to do, lots of places to explore, and of course, lots of beautiful sights to see. Well, within the park, you'll find not only mountains, but meadows, lakes, hot springs, waterfalls, and wild animals, and probably a lot more. But let's take a look at one of these words from our word bank. It is the word meadow. When I think of a meadow, I think of a big grassy area outside. It's not hills or mountains. It's mostly flat, but it's something that maybe goes on for a while. You can walk through a meadow, run through a meadow. What do you like to do in meadows, Carolyn?
Well, actually, those flowers I had earlier could be found in a meadow, a large grassy field where wildflowers grow. And you can also probably see a lot of these great wild animals in the meadow, because they would be out there eating the grass or the flowers.
Well, these things sound interesting. Of course, meadows can be found here at Banff National Park, and lakes, hot springs, waterfalls, wild animals. I would love to see it all. Right now, it's time for us to take a break, but first we're going to learn something with Michelle in the language lab, and then we have a lot more to learn about Banff later on.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们来看 brilliant 这个形容词。Brilliant 在这里是指光彩夺目的。例如 ，the photo captured the brilliant colors of the butterfly。这一张照片捕捉了这只蝴蝶绚丽的色彩。Brilliant 也指很棒的或出色的。例如 ，the actor's brilliant performance conquered the whole audience。这位演员出色的表演征服了所有的观众。好，继续我们看的是 meadow 这个名词。meadow 是指草地或牧场。例如 ,many lovely wild flowers and birds can be found in the meadow. 这一片草地上可以找到许多可爱的野花跟小鸟。或者是 ,the meadow on the campus was just mowed this morning. 学校的草皮今天早上才用割草机整理过。或者是 ,you can see cattle grazing in the green meadow. 你也可以看到牛群在这块绿油的草地上吃草。
Today we're beginning to learn about beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. And of course, we got a good introduction here to our lesson. We know that you can see meadows and lakes and hot springs and waterfalls and wild animals at Banff National Park. And of course, something else that comes to mind for people that have visited is the beautiful, the brilliant blue water of the lakes there. Well, we have more to learn, so let's get started with the second part of our lesson for today, beautiful Banff and Lake Louise.
Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. You can find plenty of outdoor adventure all year round. You can explore the park using a car or bicycle, hiking boots, skis, or a canoe. Stop first in the delightful town of Banff, which was designed as a tourist town. The first street was laid out to give visitors a great view of Cascade Mountain. Grab breakfast and coffee at one of the many small cafes before heading out to explore the park. Or finish your day by looking around in the small shops along Banff's main street.
Well, this does sound like a lovely little town to visit in Alberta, Canada. Now, going back to the beginning of this section in the reading, you can find plenty of outdoor adventure all year round. So, it's not just a place with a particular season, one season that you should go visit. You can go any time of year and have a great outdoor adventure.
That's right, and I heard that probably the best time to go, or a wonderful time to go and visit, is just after Labor Day in September, when there aren't as many crowds, but you can still see a lot of the scenery that people love in Banff National Park. So right now is a great time to go and visit. Well, let's continue. You can explore the park using a car or bicycle, hiking boots, skis, or a canoe. Well, you can just about do anything in Banff National Park.
That's right, and probably depending on the time of year would be which one you use to go exploring. So a canoe, which is one of the words from our word bank, would probably be great during the summer. Now, a canoe is a long, small boat. It is very thin with pointed ends on each end, and you usually use a paddle to move along the water.
That's right. You remember learning about paddles with our dragon boat article, right? Of course, many boats use paddles, and a canoe certainly does. Now, have you ever been canoeing? This word can also be a verb. You can go canoeing somewhere in a lake or down a river. Maybe you could do something similar. You go kayaking. That's a smaller boat. It's a little bit faster, too. So there are different kinds of boats. But I think canoeing does sound like a lot of fun.
It does. And there are many other ways that you can see Banff National Park. You can hike, use your hiking boots. Maybe if it's winter, you can use skis and ski down the mountains. It sounds very beautiful. But before you do any of that, stop first in the delightful town of Banff, which was designed as a tourist town.
Interesting. This was designed as a tourist town. I don't know how many cities or places in the world are designed just for tourists, but Banff is one of these places. It is a delightful town. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank. If something is delightful, it is pleasing. It makes you happy. It's the opposite of sad. It's a delightful town, this town of Banff.
That's right. And many things could be described as delightful. Perhaps you eat something very delicious. You could also say that it is delightful. Mm-hmm. You could also say that the weather is delightful in the fall. It's not too cold, not too hot. It doesn't rain too often. The weather is just delightful.
Well, I just had a delightful conversation with a friend I haven't seen in a long time. It was great chatting with this friend. It was a delightful conversation. So here we see stop first in the delightful town of Banff, which was designed as a tourist town. And the first street was laid out to give visitors a great view of Cascade Mountain. So everything about this town was planned so that you could have the best views and the best everything.
That is a really nice way to lay out the town, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of tourist destinations are not designed for tourism. So sometimes buildings are built in the way of the best view, and you can't enjoy everything quite the way you'd like.
It's true, Carolyn.
But that doesn't seem to be true in Banff.
You're right. That's not true about Banff. Everything you can see very clearly from this place in Banff. And Cascade Mountain, I'm sure, is very beautiful. Well, we continue. Grab breakfast and coffee at one of the many small cafes before heading out to explore the park. All right, grab. When you grab breakfast, Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, it doesn't mean that you're going to grab it with your hand. It just means that you're going to eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. Maybe not spend too much time on breakfast. Just get a quick one, mm-hmm. eat it quickly, and then go explore the park. Because you want to make sure you eat before going out in this 6,000-kilometer mm-hmm. park. It's huge.
That's right. So when you grab something, that means it's not the most important thing in your day. You're going to do that quickly and then go do something even more important. Okay, let's go to the next sentence here. Or finish your day by looking around in the small shops along Banff's main street. So you can do lots of things before and after you go into the great outdoors.
And I think that sounds like a really great way to spend your day. You can begin by enjoying some of the small coffee shops, which I'm sure are very lovely in this delightful tourist town of Banff. And you can enjoy the views of the town, mm-hmm. as well as the surrounding areas while you have your breakfast and coffee. Then you can go explore the park and end your day by looking at all of the nice little shops. I would love to do this.
That's right. I would love to visit as well. Well, we see that phrase to finish your day by doing something. You could use that phrase in different ways. Maybe it's been a long week and you want to finish your week with something simple and relaxing. I like to finish my week with a movie sometimes.
That is a good way to finish your week. How do you finish your day? Is there something that you do every day to show that your day is done? Maybe you finish your day by doing your homework. It's the last thing you do before you go to bed.
All right, well, these are great questions. Think about them. Right now, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 delightful 这个形容词。Delightful 是指令人愉快的或者是可爱的。例如 ,we dined at a delightful Italian restaurant downtown. 我们在市中心一家非常宜人的意大利餐厅用晚餐。如果去掉字尾的 ful,Delight 可以当名词，意思就是指愉快或高兴。例如 ,Susan takes delight in playing the piano. Susan 很喜欢弹钢琴。所以我们来看的是 layout, 这个动词片语。Layout 是指设计或规划。注意它的过去式和过去分词都是 laid, L-A-I-D。例如 ,the office was laid out so the staff would have a comfortable environment. 这个办公室被设计成员工们能够舒适工作的环境。Layout 也可以指摆设。例如 ,the waiters laid out knives and forks on the tables. 服务生把刀叉摆好在桌上。And let's see what our teachers are doing now.
We have just enjoyed the first day of our article, Beautiful Banff and Lake Louise. And we have learned a lot about this beautiful area that you can explore. And there are so many things in Banff National Park to enjoy. We learned that there were mountains, meadows, lakes, hot springs, waterfalls, wild animals,adorable little coffee shops that you can enjoy your breakfast at, as well as shops along the main street to enjoy at the end of your day. Now, Gabe, which of these things would you enjoy the most or would be most excited to see?
Well, I would love to see the different kinds of waterfalls there. I love going to waterfalls. I love it if you have an opportunity even to jump off a waterfall into deep water. That's wonderful as well. But I also like the idea of seeing wild animals. I think there are so many different kinds of wild animals I could see at Banff. What about you, Carolyn?
I would love to go to any of these places where I could see the wild animals. Uh-huh. I love seeing animals. I enjoy learning more and more about them. And Canada is not a place that I've been to before, so I'm sure that they have many animals that I'm not that familiar with.
I think it's true, and I think Banff is a great place where you could see a lot of these things. Well, thank you for joining us today, and of course, we will see you next time to learn more about Banff and Lake Louise here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!